This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Rahimi and Harris Show with Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on 670 The School.
We are back here on Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score with our friend Clay Harbor, a big pro football show on CHSN with David Haw. And also on, I'd say, what? How many social medias are you on? You got your Instagram, you got Twitter. Like, you provide content for people on your platforms.
I'm also on TikTok, but
you're on TikTok.
I know you guys are a little bit old for TikTok.
Oh, I'm don't on do TikTok. That. I'm on I have TikTok. One video.
Don't play me.
I need to post more.
I've got several videos on TikTok. Also, to the text line, this is from 708. Picasso could absolutely draw. A recent AIC show displayed that talent. I expect more art historical accuracy from my local sportscasters. This isn't Milwaukee. And 630, the 64-pack of crayons with a sharpener slaps.
The two of those together.
Yes.
Like, sometimes we get the best comedy unintentionally just because of the text line being like, this sucks. And then this other person's like, this is great.
I studied ancient history my first 2 years of college, of undergrad. And I love history. It's still a passion of mine, but I did end up with a hospitality and restaurant degree with a minor in marketing. So I'm sorry about the Picasso thing. Maybe I was off there, guys.
And the fact that it says recent AIC show displayed that talent.
When are we having Clay open his own restaurant? Now that I know that information.
And I missed the Art Institute Picasso show, and I was kind of bummed about that, but I'll get back there.
Yeah,
you did?
Yeah.
I missed that exhibit. I was bummed about it.
It was pretty overrated. It was like, are you talking about the one where they would like put the things up on the wall and you like walk through it virtually?
I don't know. Was that at the Art Institute?
It was at the Art Institute, and then there was another.
The immersive or
the
whatever?
Immersive, yeah, the immersive.
I did the immersive on Van Gogh, I think, but that was.
Oh, maybe that's, yeah, I'm actually thinking of Van Gogh.
You guys are so cultured.
This is
I
not,
love it.
Yeah, we are trying to talk about football.
See, he's trying to dispel the dumb jock stereotype one segment at a time.
I mean, I'm sorry, 708. I didn't get to go to the Art Institute for that one. So I think we're still doing okay. If you want to argue about post-impressionism, I'm sure there is a place for you. In the meantime, I'm still trying to get a post-impression of the game from Monday.
Ooh, I like that transition.
But seriously, because we were talking about this in the break, and I wanted to bring it up to you. What did you think of just how Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and the Bears sounded after game one? I feel like that was a different tone than from what I had heard in the head coach prior to that.
Yeah, he sounded pretty dejected to me. It's not the usual guy that got that confidence. It's like, hey, we've done this. We're going to get better. We're going to improve. Sounds like a guy that's a little bit unsure of himself, and we haven't really heard that from Ben Johnson yet. Yes, he's taking accountability, and I love that. After all of the dodging, guy looked like Neo from The Matrix. Matt Eberflus dodging all the accountability, like the Hail Mary, the everything. Like, this guy's standing there, and he's taking the shots. He's taking the bullets. He goes, yes, I should have kicked the ball out of bounds. I thought Cairo could kick it out the end zone. You know where you get the ball, Marshall, when you kick it out of bounds?
40-yard line.
You know where you get it when you kick it out of the end zone?
35-yard line.
Exactly. give me the points, kick the ball to bounce. The challenge, the guy is down. When you hit the ball, it's a part of the body. I didn't know that. You're the head coach. You should have known that. And then kick the field goal. I don't care what the analytics say. We're not AI coaches. No, kick the field goal. This isn't Detroit. You don't have that system. You don't have that much time in that system. I'm all for being aggressive as a player. Coach says go for it. I say heck yeah, in a different word, in a different way. But that's what I say. I love the aggressive nature of that.
Blank,
but you need those points right here. Another thing I wanted to talk about with you guys is the 12 penalties for 127 yards. You're not going to win many games. The first meeting I go to New England, I sit down in the team meeting room. I'm waiting for what are the first words. Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Not anymore. Don't talk about Boston College Bill with Jordan Hudson. I'm talking about old school Bill, the
ACC
Patriot
Bill.
Way back when I played for the Patriots.
PJ, pre-Jordan.
First words. He goes, before you can learn how to win, you have to figure out how not to lose. How do you not lose? You don't have 12 penalties for 127 yards. What's up with your cadence? Yeah, Ben Johnson's talking about, okay, we're going to a silent cadence. That might be easier. Never happen, ever. You're going into the Detroit Lions, into Ford Field. I played on Ford Field when we made the playoffs, the last playoff berth before the Dan Campbell era back in 2016. Yeah, I'm patting myself on the back. We got beat in the first round in the Seahawks in Lumen Field. The Seahawks, couldn't hear yourself think out there. We were doing the silent count. No player ever wants to do a silent count. You do the silent count out of necessity. Ben Johnson saying, how can you fix this cane to not get false starts? Maybe it's a silent count. I think that was tongue in cheek, but silent count makes things so much more difficult. It's going off of the head movement of the center. You have to wait for the center to nod or move his head. You move it a couple times. There's a double count. There's a first movement. There's a bunch of different stuff you do with silent count. You got a veteran offensive line, so you should be able to do that. But in no way will it be easier pre-snap in Detroit than it is at home. And to me, that's concerning after four false starts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I also want to ask you this. Since you were talking about the decision to go for points and the strategy therein, it reminded me of what happened with the decision to punt in the Baltimore and Buffalo game. I still to this day can't, like, I was thinking about that yesterday, even though I know we've talked about it. What did you think about the Ravens punting away when they had 4th-and-3?
When they lined up to punt, I said the game's over. There's a feel for things here. There's a few, you give the ball to Lamar Jackson, the guy that should have been the MVP last year, instead of kicking it to the guy that was the MVP last year. Okay, that's what you do. You give him the option to run or pass, roll him out. To me, it's not that hard. Give it to your best player. Your defense hasn't stopped anything all game long, especially in the last quarter. You're going to pump the ball to Josh Allen? Then no.
There are three teams which Layla will share momentarily where if they are playing any of these three teams against each other, if your defense is on the field at the end of the game, you will lose. What are the three teams, Layla?
Ravens, Chiefs, and Bills.
Yeah. That sound pretty accurate?
That's my AFC formula.
That's very accurate. And that's why, you know, it's always so interesting to see how coaches take these decisions. Analytics are great. Analytics worked great in Detroit the last couple of years because the way the team was set up. You had the best offensive line in football. Now, even in Detroit, they can't play the same way because their interior offensive line isn't the same. I mean, you got Tate Ratledge was getting beat like a stepchild against Green Bay. You got Graham Glasgow out there acting like he had never played football before. I mean, this interior offensive line didn't look good. I watched some of that film to get ready for this Bears game. I am not impressed with that interior offensive line of the Detroit Lions.
Dennis Allen does work if he gets Kyler Gordon and Jalen Johnson back then?
I think they do work regardless. I think Jervon Dexter has a big game. I think Grady Jarrett comes back and has a big game. I know he's on the injury report right now. And Big Billings did not have a great game. I think he bounces back and has a good game. The tackles, obviously, Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker are pros. Those are guys you don't see what you saw happen. Penei Sewell often, he was going against a guy named Micah Parsons. I'm really not looking forward to when he comes to Chicago. But the interior of that Detroit offensive line is the weakest it's been since Dan Campbell's been there.
Oh, now those are some optimistic words if you're facing the Lions, that's for sure. That's
they had 43 rushing yards. I'm sorry to cut in, but no. They had 43 rushing yards on 22 carries, and you could see why. You felt bad for Gibbs and Montgomery. When's the last time you could say that?
So a Bears dub.
I don't know about that.
Fair enough. You can catch Clay with Ruthie Polinsky and David Haw on the Big Pro Football Show. You got a show today, right? 5:30?
Yeah, 5:30 today at the United Center. Make sure you guys tune in. We'll be talking a lot of Bears. We're going to do a little Lions preview. You got your guys' very own David Haw over there dropping some knowledge, so make sure you tune in.
I know. I said David Haw a lot, but Ruthie's on our shows, too.
Ruthie
getting some love as well.
Absolutely. Ruthie's got some good stuff, too.
So that is Clay. Thanks for joining us. You can catch Clay later today. And Marshall's just laughing.
We look forward to having you in a couple of weeks, Clay. And we'll catch up, watch the game maybe out tonight outside of our general area.
Yeah.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Did you just say outside?
Yeah.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.